Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is very much relieved now that the burglary charge against him has been dismissed by the judge at the county seat. The old fellows are reunited in the store business, and as we look in on the Jot 'em Down store today, we find Lum just completing the job of untangling the books that Abner attempted to keep while Lum was away from the business. Listen.
Oh, Granny, I'm glad to get that over with.
Huh?
Oh, I'm wore to a frazzle. War to a frazzle.
Well, I don't see what you're so wore out about. Just been sitting down there for 3 days studying over them bookkeeping books. I've had to do all the work.
Well, you don't know what work is till you've tried to straighten out a mess like that. Granny's them books was the worst mixed-up things I ever seen.
They was, huh?
Yeah, after this, I think you better just let me make all the entries and do the posting and that ledger stuff, Abner.
Well, I wish you would, Lum. I never did see no sense to keeping them books, no way.
No sense to it?
No, sir.
Granny, these books are just the foundation of our whole business structure, that's all. These books is what tells us where we're at.
Well, I know where I'm at without looking at no book.
Well, I mean where we're at financial.
Oh.
Tells us exactly how much our expenses is, both the overhead and the underhead expense.
Well, we ain't going to have no overhead this year, Lum. We put a new roof on, you know, last year.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, we won't have no expense up there overhead.
Overhead expense means salaries and what it costs us to do business and such as that.
Huh?
You hear that?
I reckon so. I never knowed what that meant by it, though. I know that.
Tells us how much we got out on the credit and how much we owe and
well,
all
Well, we
that
can
stuff.
Tell how much we owe by just looking in that drawer full of bills over there. Facts is, I'd rather not hear about them.
Well, you got to face them things, Abner. If you're going to be in business, you got to keep track of your bills and obligations.
Yeah, I reckon so.
It's the only way you can tell exactly what your profits and losses was for the year.
Well, all you got to do to tell that, Mom, is just look in the cash drawer at the end of the year and see if you got more money or less money than you had the first of the year. That's easy.
Yeah, but that ain't an official way to do it, though, Abner.
Tain't, huh?
Oh, big business like this, we ought to keep records to make their income tax from, such as that.
Income tax?
Yeah, Granny, that just reminds me, too. I thought I was done. We ain't made that out yet.
Well, I don't know nothing about making out income tax laws.
Well, you couldn't learn no younger. We'll do it right now. Just write down what I tell you.
Uh-huh.
Here, take this income tax blank. I got it over at the post office this morning. Dick Huddleston had an extra one.
Oh, that's what that thing is. Doggy, that gets me mixed up just looking at it. Look at these things they want to know.
It does look complicated, but if you've got a head for figures, it ain't nothing to it. Let's see now. I've already written down our name and address there.
Yeah, jot them down, store, Lum, Edwards, Abner, Feebody, Props. Yeah.
Yeah, just start with that top line there. It says income and stuff.
Yeah, well, now, what do you want me to put down there?
Now, just a second. Let me check with my books here.
Oh, I wish I knew how to do such as this.
Here we are. According to this, our net income for 1940 was $462.78.
I doggies, was it that much long?
Sure. We're in the upper brackets now, Abner.
Well, good for us.
Yeah, just write that down in the column there.
Right here, huh?
Right after the dollar sign.
$462.78.
That's
right
it.
There. Dollar sign in front, a cent sign behind.
What's that next there now?
Huh? Oh, dividends, interest on bank deposits, notes, corporation bonds.
Put down $100, or make it $200.
$200? Well, I never knowed we had any of them corporation bonds and all that long.
Well, we ain't, but I don't want them fellas in Washington to know we ain't got any.
Yeah,
we gotta make this look important.
Yeah, that's a thing to do. I'll put it down $300. That's what I'll put
it down.
$300. Oh, that looks bigger.
What's next?
Annuities. We got any of them?
Does it say what kind of annuities?
No, it just says annuities here.
Well, just say that we're out of them right now, but we'll order some next time we go to the wholesale house.
Out. We'll order. Put there.
Any some of the questions they ask here.
Well, what is annuities, Lom?
Oh, you mean you don't know what they're?
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh, you undoubtedly know what them
I
things.
I don't, honor.
I'd be ashamed to admit to it.
Well, I'm
better go to the
death,
next question now.
Well, you ain't told me what them annuities is
yet. I said go on to the next question, Abner. Granny, we ain't got time to stop and ask questions. This ain't no quiz.
Well, all right. Let's see. Net short-term gain from sale or exchange of capital assets.
Put down yes.
Yes. Net long-term gain from sale or exchange.
Put down yes to all of them things there.
Yes.
Skip down there where it says deductions.
Yes.
Yeah, we got enough written down for income.
Yes. Deductions. Now, what is them, Lom?
Well, that's things you can deduct. Stuff you can take off.
You mean like your hat and coat?
No, of course not.
Well, you can take your hat off. Fact says you're supposed to when you go in the house.
Figures, Abner.
I reckon the government put that in there to learn everybody to be polite.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with being polite. It just means stuff you can subtract from your income, since you... Well, they're all written down there. Contributions paid, interest, taxes.
Oh, yeah, I see where you're reading now. Yeah, how much was our taxes last year, Lom?
Yeah, look it up. Come pretty high.
I know they're out of sight. Come out of sight.
There. Taxes on store building and equipment, $31.16.
For the land, sakes.
Plus a $4.22 tax on the deliver truck.
Yeah, $4.
That reminds me, we can take off for gasoline mileage on that truck, I think.
We can, huh?
It's 7 cents a mile or something like that.
Well, here, we can do better than that, Lom. We just had that truck the last half of the year. So the first half of the year, we ought to be able to take off the whole truck.
My granny's, that's right.
Why, sure, we never had it the first half.
No. Truck cost us about $400. Half of that, just $200.
$200.
Put on $200 there.
Good for me for thinking of that. $200.
What does it say next there?
Losses from far, storm, shipwreck, or... I know, because we can get something out of that shipwreck there, Lom.
We never had no shipwreck.
Well, don't you recollect last summer me and you went fishing down there at the mill pond and our boat turned over?
Oh, that's a boat wreck. That don't count.
Well, you ruined a pair of $3 shoes when you fell in the water. I recollect how the soles come off of them, melted away again, they got wet.
Well, Giverman ain't going to buy me a new pair of shoes if that's what you're driving at.
That was a boat wreck.
Now, better leave that out of there, Abner.
Cheating yourself, but I'll leave it out.
What's next there?
Shipwreck or other casualties or theft. Well, I know we ain't never stole nothing this last year. I don't mean
us doing the thieving. That means did somebody rob us.
Oh.
But I don't recollect that anybody did.
Well, how about last fall when that oldest Blevins boy broke in taking two sacks of sugar?
Annie's, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes,
write
sir.
That down.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Two sacks of sugar taken by Milton Blevins.
Yep, Milton.
We'll leave his name out of it, Abner. His mama come in and apologized for him, paid us back, I think.
Yes, he paid for it. Yeah. Well, I'll just put down two sacks of sugar. Won't say who taking them.
Yeah. What's next?
Bad name on the boy. Bad debts.
Oh, that's easy. Just put down Squire Skimp in big, heavy letters.
Squire M.K. Skimp.
That's it. Put some underlines under it.
Look how big I'm writing it there.
Wait till all them friends he claims he's got in Washington sees that.
Yeah, that'll fix him.
You see that?
Okay, put another line under it.
Skip some of that stuff and get down there to where it says dependents.
Dependents. Oh, here, dependents. Now, who do we put down for that, Lom?
Me and you. We both depend on the store here for a living, so put us down for $400 apiece.
$400?
That's how much it says you can get for each dependent.
$800. Let's see, now how about Elizabeth and Little Pearl? They depend on me.
Well, put them down. That's $800 more. $1,600 altogether.
Yeah.
We're
and
doing good.
Mousie, he works for us, and Gussie, his woman, depends on Mousie.
Why, sure.
Well, facts is, her brother, Snake Hogan, ain't working, so he sort of depends on Mousie too, Lom.
That's right. There's $1,200 for the three of them. Makes
$1,200.
A total of
$1,600. $1,600, $1,200. That's all I got there.
$2,800, ain't it?
Yeah, 2,800. Good for us.
It's the best income tax we've ever had.
Oh, this is a dandy.
Yeah, go ahead and figure up now how much we got to pay the government.
Well, I don't know how to do that, Mom.
Ain't nothing to it.
That figuring, I don't know.
Just subtract them deductions from the income figures and take 4% of the balance.
Oh, well, let's see now. Let's see what
I do. Simply falling off a log backer.
That's 6, bring down 2, and carry 1. Let's see now.
Oh. A lot of people get worried and upset over having to figure out their income tax.
Not from naught.
Get nervous about it.
4, 6.
I don't know. I sort of enjoy it myself.
Carry 3.
I reckon stuff like that just comes sort of natural to me.
6 and 3.
Having
9.
A good head for figures and all.
4 and 4 is 8.
Got it?
I got something here, Lum. It don't sound just right, though.
What is it?
Well, according to me here, it's 8,912 sacks of sugar.
Sugar?
That's what it says.
Oh, no, Abner. Wait a minute. It's supposed to be in dollars.
Huh?
Let's see that.
I done just what you told me to.
Undoubtedly made a mistake there.
No, never.
Here you forgot to put in a decimal point.
Huh?
It brings it down to $89.12. But wait a minute. We don't owe that.
We don't?
No, according to this, that's how much the government owes us.
Owes us?
Granny, this is the best news I've heard in a long time.
Let's send them a bill for it right now.
The government owes us $89.12.
Send them a bill. I'll make it out.
Oh, no, we oughtn't to take it, Abner.
Huh?
No.
Won't take it?
I'm just thinking here. Government's awful busy these days, and they're carrying a terrible big burden with defense work and all that. We just write them a letter and tell them to forget about it this year.
I reckon that would be the best thing to do. Let it go for 1 year. Here, I'll get out some paper and we'll write them.
How much money we got in the cash drawer over there?
Well, I cashed in $37 there this morning when I brung the money in. That's what I put in it.
What do you say we get it out and put it in an envelope and send it to the government, too?
Just give it to them?
Yeah. They need it a whole lot worse than we do, Abner.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Besides, putting money in the government's the best investment you or me or any citizen of this country could make right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, how are we going to put that down here on the books, Long?
Oh, I reckon we'll just put down investment in freedom. $37.